The whole point of this is that we are using social media to be positive for our own personal growth and not just a black hole of terrible social media-ness, okay? Okay. It's a great account. Leaders Only Co., I don't know. It's just one that popped up and I've followed them for a little bit and they've got some good stuff. This one on discipline. What is discipline? Discipline is when you don't feel like it, but you do it anyway. Discipline is when you are tired, but you get your ass up and do what needs to be done. Discipline is when you do what you don't want to do now so you can get what you want later. Discipline is something very few people have. That is discipline. There's a great one about, it's Mike Tyson talking about discipline, and it kind of sums all this up. Man, I love it. Thinking about what discipline means to me and where I can cultivate it and where I can find it, even in the tiny little things, gets me going. This is pretty good. From Driven Mind Training, I dig this one. The 5 mental shifts and improved performance. They've got some really great stuff. If you want some really solid, daily inspiration, they're a great one to follow. Embrace hard instead of avoiding it, right? That bring it on mindset. Challenge is good. I love being pushed. You've got to change the way you look at things that are hard and difficult to do in that they are a challenge that you should enjoy, okay? And not just a task that you have to overcome. Embrace your imperfections instead of trying to hide them. Our insecurities, we all walk around and think that our insecurities stick out like a sore thumb. The things that we think other people see become our insecurities, but the reality is they don't normally see them. Embrace a get-to mindset instead of a have-to. This is an important distinction between building discipline and falling short. If you start with a little gratitude in terms of, man, this workout's going to, if you start with, man, this workout's going to suck. I don't know how I'm going to do it. Instead of looking at it that way, you look at, man, I get to do this. I'm healthy enough. I'm strong enough. I get to do this. It's going to change your outlook. Embracing setbacks as necessary to achieve greater success. You know, success is not a linear, it's not a linear drive. It is like a hockey stick, right? You have to fall short before you can learn how to really, really grow. And I'm personally a good example of that because I've fallen short in my life way more than I've succeeded. But every time, I've learned from it and have come out stronger on the other side. Embrace the unexpected as an opportunity to adapt instead of complaining about it. How many times do we just sit and whine and complain about something instead of just dealing with it? A good friend of mine told me once after our first degree black belt test that he used to run inside when it was raining to try not to get wet. But he always found that he got wet anyway. So now he just walks inside. You're going to get wet either way.